between.
And they're small, huh?
Yeah, but lots of them.
And they just climb all over.
Yeah, they need something to be up on, hold them up off the ground. Because they don't, they run out on the ground, don't do good, and then the tomatoes rot. That's the objections I had to them. It's pretty hard to plant them right where they climb the fence. Anyway, I didn't, and pretty hard to... Now, right out here, I had this little strip of them, and I have some boards nailed up.
You had them tied up to the fence, too,
wasn't it? Yeah, I had them tied to the fence. We raised a lot of them out there. I don't know why we quit them, just kind of... Boy, they grow with seed. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're just bare and bare and bare.
You grew them from seed, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
How did we do that? Where did we get...
Find them. Grow the own plants.
Do you use a little hot box, or...?
Yeah.
Hmm. Bring them along early, huh? You have nut trees around here?
Here in the county, there's a lot of pecans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
Walnuts and hickory nuts.
Yeah, walnuts and hickory nuts. They grow wild out on ranches.
Mm-hmm.
Warm.
What do you call the outer part of the walnut when it's on the tree, that green part?
The hull.
And then inside that, the hard part?
The nut.
Mm-hmm. And then inside that, the part that you eat?
The goodies.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're hard to get out.
You have to have a hammer.
You sure do. Long fingernails.
You beat them up pretty good and you can get some nut and weed. Did we get any of those walnuts last year that Jeff brought down there? Did you bring them up here? I thought you got a few of them. They grew here in the edge of the Arbuckle Mountain and Isle Swan. There, that's a big ring, wasn't it?
My goodness.
That was with a hull on them. Now, I'll tell you, I never seen nothing like it. And he brought them town more. For curiosity and anything else, this fellow did.
You should have sold them.
I imagine he had one tree, you know, and they kept them, and then you can keep them right on through the winter, don't you see? And you don't have to have them just anywhere to keep them up off the ground. Keep easy.
You get good trees?
The hickory nuts, now, they has hickory nut trees. It's better than others. And the hull on them, some of them are just harder to rock, and others not so hard.
That's the strangest thing.
And the goodies all look the same and taste about the same. Just the difference was in the native hickory nut here is one of them's heap harder than the other. And the walnuts, that timber, makes an awful fine fence post. It just won't hardly rot out. You stay in the ground. Oh, there's no telling how long before it rots there getting the work. That is if you're seeding it, if it's matured and seasoned good before it's put into it. Now that's the one that's hard to drive a staple in too.
I'll bet.
All you need is a hardwood, you call for a hardwood staple if you're going to nail that part.
That's a short one?
Short one.
Do they raise many peanuts around here?
I'm telling you, a few years back.
They still raise quite a few peanuts in certain parts of the country.
Yeah. A few years back.
Land.
All south in Carter County here around this way. Plumb into Love County, peanuts after peanuts. They bale the vines for the livestock. They thrash the peanut off with the thrasher. And then go back with the hay baler and bale the vines up. And they store them peanuts in sacks for anywhere from 2 to 4 or 5 weeks and then put them on the market. They won't buy them while they're green, you know, they weigh too much. You just store them away, just put them in sacks.